Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
JD time is 7 after the hour. Here we are to call it what it is. This is the DJV program. That's what it is. That's what we call it because that's what it is. Stands for Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington, per usual. Victoria out again today because she doesn't have a voice. How about you and your situation? How are you doing? How are you feeling? Have you made mistakes in the past 24 hours? I hope so, because that's part of living and growing, right? Typically, we make mistakes. Typically, I'm involved in a little thing business-wise where a couple of people that I do business with don't get along. And so there is that they're at each other, and they forget that the main thing here is helping us all to do better. And that doesn't always come when you put your ego. They need to leave the ego at the door. And that's one of the things in radio, Jennifer. We all know that there are huge egos in this business. And I guess that goes, I mean, it's maybe not just this business, in most any business, there are people who have huge egos based on what they think is their success. Say, I deserve this, I deserve that. No? Well, you may deserve respect, but most of the time you get respect appropriately when you earn it. You can't just say, I deserve respect because it's me. No, you deserve respect because you've done something that's respectful. And you can stop pretending that you deserve something that you don't unless you've earned it. I think that's one of the big lessons all across the landscape, whether it's politics, religion, whether it's business, entertainment, it doesn't make any difference. You people get respect, at least from my perspective, when they earn it. And Jennifer has earned my respect because she has been a loyal, faithful participant in this program for a long time. So I have nothing but the utmost respect and regard for you, your professionalism, you as a human being, you as a smart person. And I've been around Kara that long, you know, a couple, 3 or 4 years, but I still have a lot of respect for her because she's good at what she does. And she is not afraid. I think one of the... I'm going to say this and regret it. One of the things that people do oftentimes when there is a quote-unquote boss-employee relationship is they don't speak their mind. I would much rather... I might not like it all the time. She doesn't like what I tell her sometimes, and I don't like what she tells me sometimes. But I respect her because she is her own person, and because she does a good job. So it isn't about liking somebody always. It's about whether they do what they're supposed to do and do it well. And I think that that goes for both of you, and so I pay that tribute to both of you in different ways. I certainly know Jennifer a lot better than I know Kara, but I do think...
Well, you can give my dad a call and thank him for that.
Well, you know,
just as you instilled that in your daughter, my father.
Well, exactly. You know, that's exactly what I was going to say. Megan says to me, we shouldn't say it much now because we don't have as many of the conversations. We don't really argue much about anything. But she used to say to me in her almost indignant voice, and Jennifer, you know Megan, so you can hear this voice. She would say to me, Daddy, don't ask for my opinion if you don't want it, and if you don't like it,
yep.
Remember, you told me to think for myself.
That's right.
So there you go.
You only have yourself to blame.
Yes, that's right. All right, so meanwhile, back at the ranch here, what do we have going in Los Angeles? The City of Angels is added. What do we have?
Well, this is the state, and this is a really interesting this is a really interesting new law that the governor signed into effect. We talked about it a few weeks ago, and I can't say that I've really changed my mind one way or another. Kara, I think you and I are kind of on the same path with this one. Senate Bill 206 allows the NCAA student athletes to be paid when their image is used. Now, that was just a conversation a couple of weeks ago. Today, it's been signed into law. Governor Newsom signed the bill this week in front of numerous past and present professional athletes. Starting in 2023, so a few years down the road, NCAA student athletes can receive compensation from the use of the name being used. They can sign endorsement deals, and they're allowed to hire a sports agent. This is significant because this is all off limits in college sports and has been traditionally.
Well, what's the point of going to college? I think this is a horrible precedent.
Yeah, this. Horrible. I mean, in some ways, the colleges and people who use these athletes' likenesses are making money that the athlete, because they're a college athlete, doesn't get to take part in, and I think that's wrong. But I also think it's wrong to make college basically a minor leagues for professional teams, and giving them sports agents will do just that. It kind of takes away the purity that's supposed to be college sports. And a lot of college sports bodies like the NCAA, they're saying, you know, we may take action here and block California athletes from participating in bowl games and those types of things because of this law. Gavin Newsom said, well, maybe not so fast, NCAA, because guess what? You might see other states following suit in what we've done. So Newsom thinks that this is going to revolutionize college sports, and the league is definitely fighting back, saying we're going to try to prohibit you from going forward with this, because it would make people who are really serious about wanting to continue professional careers want to choose California schools so that they can do that, and it kind of gives an unfair advantage. It's really interesting because it is so groundbreaking. It's the first time it's been done, but.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings, but I am interested to see where it goes and what it impacts. You know, this was something I heard yesterday that I hadn't thought of before, that, you know, if you have someone who is in computer science or someone who is majoring in science and wants to write a paper or something, then they can sell that, I'm pretty sure, and get paid for it. So it is kind of interesting that other people who are going to school can do things that are within their genre, let's say, and get paid to do
it. All right, can I backtrack here for a second? Excuse me. Is this just for athletes? Or if you're good in science and you came up with something, it wouldn't belong to the school, it would belong to the person, and he or she would get money out of it? Is it just sports?
This particular law is just for sports.
So I don't agree with that at all, do you? I think it ought to be. There's too much emphasis placed on sports now. So this makes it even more prevalent and more.
What I'm saying is that I'm pretty sure people can already do that when it comes to sciences and other parts of schools, that it's not
really
owned by the school, it's owned by the person. That's I'm pretty sure how it works. That's what I just said. So I think that's why they're doing this for sports now. Yeah, I don't know. I think that people who want to go pro are much more likely to go to California now, and I wouldn't be surprised if some other schools follow suit. But my bigger issue is that it's still tied to the university. I have an issue with the fact that the university makes gajillions of dollars off of the sports, and it doesn't benefit anyone else at the school, really.
Yeah, it's all about the school.
I have issues that it's, you know, people go to school and pretend like they're getting an education, but really they're just going to school to take communication classes that they don't do that well in so they can do sports. I just wish that they had minor leagues for those sports instead of having them at universities. I just think it needs to be separate. That's never going to happen. But
you're talking about like baseball in the minor leagues, that kind of stuff. Yeah, where the players that aren't so good, they're not ready for prime time yet, that's where they go. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's never. I don't think that is ever going to happen. Sports are such a huge part of American culture, and college sports especially, so I don't think they're ever going to be divided. But
I wonder what happens in other countries where there is such a focus, let's say, on soccer. The kids playing soccer in school are rewarded for that in Europe? I don't know exactly how it works.
The Premier League has like a younger league for people who are like under 18. So a lot of those kids go and play there, and then they become professional athletes after. So I don't know if they have huge like soccer programs or sports programs at their universities. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, you would probably know better since your daughter went to a school over there. But
I'm just trying to think. She was on the crew. And one of the reasons she couldn't be in the crew here because she wasn't big enough and strong enough. There were women who were much bigger and stronger than she was, so they put them on the crew. But when she went, she was so determined. When she went to Oxford, she got on the Oxford crew and did quite well, frankly. But there were there were different levels, as you're suggesting, but I don't remember anybody ever, I don't remember her ever telling me. I'll ask her when I see her next whether that ever was the case, but it doesn't ring a bell with me. While we're in California, more specifically Los Angeles, apparently the first legal cannabis cafe is open now in L.A. Lowell Farms, a cannabis cafe, has the enviable rooftop location in West Hollywood where they could become the first farm-to-table restaurant highlighting cuisine and cannabis. Kitchen is run by Andrea Drummer, trained at Le Cordon Bleu. Created a menu. Did I do a good job of that? I think the Cordon Bleu.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's supposed to be a big, highfalutin place for chefs, right? Created a menu to accompany the cannabis strains that are in the cafe. The California-inspired menu has dishes, quote, meant to complement the heightened senses from cannabis consumption, end quote. Guests will be able to choose from dishes like grilled peaches and burrata. What's burrata? Is that cheese?
Cheese.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Crispy Brussels sprouts or a fried chicken sandwich. All of them have a little, you know, hoo-hoo-hoo in them. Cafe won't have THC or CBD flavors built into the dishes, but you can get at the, you can have extra service, if you will. The host will work something like a small, how do you pronounce, sommelier? Come to the table to explain each strain of cannabis.
They're going to have a bud tender.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's what it is. So, like you have wine, you got a little bud. Coming up to 19 past the hour on today's DJV radio program.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
I'm pretty handy around the house. But now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
When Hurricane Irma devastated Green Cove Springs, Florida, news footage showed hundreds of stranded people and utility workers desperately trying to restore power to thousands. A man wanting to help brought his food truck from another town and began to offer hot meals to utility workers. But the local police shut him down because he didn't have a food truck permit. He couldn't get one either because the city hall was closed. So were all the restaurants. So he wasn't competing with anybody, just trying to help. We understand the need for rules, but they should be applied with common sense. A neighboring town facing the same crisis welcomed the barbecue truck. They understand that feeding people during emergencies is more important than permits. And it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
I'm a lawn guy and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scott's. Lay down Scott's Turf Builder today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder today. This is a Scott's Yard.
Yeah. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What you waiting for?
Start with Maren Morris here on the DJB program Music Time in this hour, 24 after the hour. CMA award nominations have been announced. 53rd Annual Country Music Association Awards have lists. Well, let's see. Veterans are on the list. The veterans dominate the list, but there are some rising stars moving in as well. Maren Morris, to whom you are listening now, leads this year's slate with 6 nominations. You surprised Jennifer with that?
No, she's a really big up-and-comer. Maybe already arrived, but yeah, she's definitely got a lot of heat.
She just came out with an album at the beginning of this year, so that's not surprising.
9 other acts received 3 or more nods. Blake Shelton, Derek Bentley, and the hottest breakthrough artist in recent years, Luke Combs, took home New Artist of the Year last year. Brothers Osborne are the top duo or group with 4 nominations. Dan and Shay have 3, including album and single of the year. Who's this?
Brothers Osborne.
Sounds like Trace. This is Brothers Osborne?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like it.
Casey Musgrave scored 3 nominations, including female vocalist and song of the year. After beating out pop stars, including Drake, Post Malone, and Cardi B, for the top prize, the Grammys in February, Musgraves got nominations for Music Video, Song of the Year, for Rainbow, which she co-wrote alongside Shane McAuley and Natalie Hemby. Musgraves, who made her Coachella debut back in April, also earned her 6th Female Vocalist of the Year nod out of the past 7 years. Blake Shelton got 3 nods for God's Country Dive Bar, which is the hit with Garth Brooks. Interesting combination, isn't it, huh?
It's a cool song. Fun one.
Are they friends in real life?
I never knew that they were, but they must have been at least friendly enough to do this.
Yeah. Dive Bar, top 20 country airplay hit. We'll compete against the Little Nas X. Is that it? Little Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus.
Little Nas X.
Nas X, yeah. Old Town Road, which is a remix among others. Sheldon won in that category in 2010 for Hillbilly Bone. I'm going to have my mind wander into that. That's
You're supposed to.
I guess you are. I understand that. Yes. All right. What else have we got from Blake Shelton? Well, looks like he and Pitbull have a new collaboration called Get Ready. It's on the newly released album from Pitbull, Libertad 548. This guy is a rapper, and Blake is a country. This is an interesting
combination. He's not a rapper. What is Pitbull? I don't know.
He's Pitbull.
He's a talk singer who just yells a lot in the background. He's kind of like he's like a hype man. He just yells stuff.
Really? Okay, good to know. Get Ready features Blake Shelton singing a hook from Ram Jam's update of the song Black Betty. What in the world? Libertad 548 was released last Friday.
Why are you saying what in the world? You know that song.
I know. I'm just trying to figure out the connection between the two of them.
I know. It's a lot.
Pardon me if I don't get it on first. It fills my ears here. The title honors Pitbull's father, who was involved in the Mario Boatlift, transported a lot of Cubans to the U.S. mainland. Other collaborators on the album include Daddy Yankee, Lil Jon, Becky G, and Ne-Yo. All of them, of course, I listen to their music all day, every day. Get Ready isn't Pitbull's first collusion with country music. He appeared on Keith Urban's Son Don't Let Me Down from 2016's Ripcord, as well as with Kesha on the hit single Timber, which blended elements of country and dance music. So on December 13th, Shelton releases Fully Loaded, God's Country, a collection of recent hits and new tracks. There it is.
It's iPhone season at Sprint, Polly.
Wow, that's exciting. Switch to Sprint and get
the new iPhone 11 or iPhone 11 Pro with amazing all-new camera systems. And now you can get iPhone 11
for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition.
Seriously, any condition.
And with Sprint's 100% total satisfaction guarantee, you can try out the network and see the savings for yourself.
Happy iPhone season! Don't you just love that?
What's not to love?
I just love it!
Celebrate iPhone season at Sprint. Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 11 for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition. Get yours right now at your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
iPhone 11 64GB $0 a month and iPhone 11 Pro 64GB $12.50 a month, both after $29.17 a month credit for 18 months with Sprint Flex lease applied within two bills. Requires new line of service. Cancel early. Remaining amounts due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. 30-day guarantee. Select exclusions apply. 30 activation fee, taxes and restrictions apply.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The State Department's Inspector General has called an urgent meeting behind closed doors on Capitol Hill on Wednesday to brief key lawmakers about documents related to Ukraine. The IG operates mostly independent of the State Department and investigates abuse and mismanagement. It doesn't need approval from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to approach Congress with information. Meanwhile, five current and former staffers have been barred from giving statements as part of the House impeachment investigation. In a letter to the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Secretary Mike Pompeo said there's no legal basis for the committee's threat that the failure of the officials to meet their timeline for documents and testimony would constitute obstruction of the impeachment inquiry. He also accused House Democrats of seeking to intimidate State Department officials. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
What's in it for you in this half hour of the DJV program? Well, I guess you have to listen to find out. Some people in the news coming up. Jennifer Horn is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schilling is at the controls in our studio. We're hoping that Victoria will feel better sooner rather than later. That would be a good thing for all of us. Remember Krista McAuliffe? How many people remember
Krista
McAuliffe? She grew up in Framingham, my hometown. Her parents, actually her mother, I think, just died recently, but her parents still live here. She moved, she went to Framingham State College, got a teacher's degree, and then went up to Concord, New Hampshire to teach. And that's where she met her husband, and then she got involved in the astronaut program, and the rest, as they say, is history. Unfortunately, she lost her life in January 1986 when the Challenger disaster occurred. So now the Congress has approved the minting of a Krista McAuliffe coin to honor her, which I think is
cool.
Appropriate. Yeah, I think it's very appropriate, frankly.
That was such the story. I mean, remember, that's why classrooms around the country were tuned in when the Challenger exploded because of her and her story.
Yeah, and the horror that went with it, my heavens, that whole business. Just that we all remember. You remember where you were that morning? Do you remember?
Great classroom.
Yeah. I was running WEEI in Boston, and I had gone into my office to do some work, and then somebody ran in and said, come on, you got to come into the newsroom and watch this. And it was, I mean, certainly what there was to watch. It was, yeah. And what do you say under the circumstances? Here's another name in the news today. Reality Winner is a name. Does that name ring a bell?
Yeah, no. It does. That's the woman that we talked about, what, last year, who had, like, revealed secrets from the NSA or something
like
that?
Good for you, Kara.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
She
good
was
call.
The first whistleblower arrested in the Trump era, and her mother now is on the stump. Her name is Billy Winner Davis. She says her daughter was sentenced to prison for 5 years to keep her quiet, to keep her from leaking more documents about the Russian cyber attack. In other words, what the mother says is the daughter has the goods on what really happened, and she says she is a political prisoner because the president or the whoever doesn't want the American public to learn what really happened and who she really is. So you think that could happen in this day and age? Political prisoners get thrown, sounds like in olden times in France, political prisoners got thrown in the Tower of England, too, get thrown in the Tower of London. And she's been painted, her mother says, as an evil person who hates her country, who needed to be feared by the American people. And honestly, she said, if you really knew who Reality Winner was, you would see that was not the case at all. Instead, they would see a loving, caring, compassionate person who's honest and who is good. And that's why I'm fighting so hard to keep her name alive. She's 27 years old, Winner is. Air Force's drone program, she was in that. Serving the longest sentence ever given to a journalistic source by a federal court. See, I think that's what the story is, frankly. There have been a number of people who have tried to interview her in prison, and they've been denied. Why? A lot of people get interviewed in prison, right? The warden has denied requests, citing the need to maintain the safety, security, and orderly management of the facility. Why? They're afraid somebody's going to do her in? That would be my question. It's not the penitentiary where she's in is not really isn't loaded with hardened criminals. She apparently, her mother says she's been warned and she's frightened because of who she's been told and to do what by and that kind of stuff. So is this really, is this possible in America in the year 2019?
Anything is possible.
Political prisoners? Yeah, politics. So, been in jail for 2 years now. And so who's the other famous people who have been, I guess the most famous is Snowden. Anybody see his book? Is that book out yet, by the way? Snowden's book?
Don't know, actually. I know there was a bunch of hoopla about it, so probably.
Right, that was a week or so ago. Yeah, I think it's, but I don't know anybody who's seen it or read it. I haven't been to a bookstore, so I don't know what's there. Anyway, there's a lot of that stuff. I just don't like it, frankly. I don't like the unrest and distrust. It was so. And this woman won, by the way, she was exemplary in the Air Force. She won the Meritorious Service Medal. She was a linguist. That was her job. Fluent in Farsi and other languages I can't even pronounce. Pashto, do you know what that is? And
no,
Dari. She was a translator and a language
she's
analyst.
You've got to be pretty smart if you can speak it, and we can't even say
exactly.
It.
Exactly. Right, yeah. She studied Arabic when she was in school and graduated summa cum laude, and summa cum laude as well. The fact that she got the Air Force Commendation Medal, it's for people who have distinguished themselves. And she distinguished now, all of a sudden, she gets thrown into the clink. The government says she leaked classified NSA documents providing details of the 2016 Russian cyber attack. And there were articles that were written about it. She was arrested as it was being published, apparently.
The most ridiculous one is the guy who was in the Navy who took a picture of the inside of a submarine and was thrown in jail for a year.
Yeah. Right.
That's ridiculous.
Yep. Well, listen, you don't mess with Mother Nature and you don't mess with the government. I guess that's the bottom line, huh? Under the circumstances,
no.
I guess that's it. Some business news of note. Sam's Club, in partnership with several healthcare companies, set to begin a healthcare pilot that would give members discounts on certain routine healthcare services. Starting this month, Sam's Club members in Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina can buy bundles that will include discounts on things like prescriptions, dental service, preventative lab screenings, program meant to help members with a higher burden of health care costs, like people with high deductible plans, small business owners, that sort of thing. But Sam's Club stressed that this is a discount health program, not a health insurance plan. The press release said, quote, access to high-quality maintenance health care has been shown to improve overall long-term health. We believe this program will help our members decrease out-of-pocket costs so they can better manage their budgets. In other words, they recognize how important it is to have a preventative plan. Pretty smart on their part. I wonder why they don't do it with all at the Walmart, because Sam's Club belongs to Walmart. Maybe it's a pilot program.
Yeah, I think probably. Probably more room in the stores and better facilities to do that.
Maybe. All right, that's business story number one. Number two. Boeing. Aha! Here we go. I saw yesterday, I was looking at, I've been invited to go to Cuba in December. And so I looked on the schedule to see what the flights were from here to Miami to Havana. And I noticed that there was a 737 MAX on the schedule. That's interesting because the MAX has not been approved for going back into service.
Well, is the MAX different than the MAX 8, or are they the same thing?
Same thing, yeah. National Transportation Safety Board says when Boeing was developing this aircraft, it overestimated how well pilots could respond if problems erupted, controls malfunctioned. I'd say that was an understatement. The NTSB issued a series of safety recommendations to the FAA after looking into the evaluation process for the maneuvering characteristics augmentation system. As part of its investigation, the NTSB discovered both Boeing and the FAA didn't take variances of human behavior into account when they were designing and certifying adjusts. What the hell's the matter with them? Of course you have different circumstances for people with different skills. As is obvious, the two planes that went down were flown by people who didn't know how to fly that plane, had no experience flying that plane. Instead, the NTSB report said both worked off the assumption that pilots could be quickly able to identify the problem and react. What? That's their responsibility to fly a plane that you screwed up? My God, these people have got a lot of chutzpah. Additionally, it said Boeing and the FAA didn't consider how pilots would react if multiple alarms were going off at once in the cockpit. You know, beep, boop. What are we going to do first? Wow. What a screw-up. The NTSB says the FAA needs to create a standard process for validating assumptions. Why would you assume anything in a circumstance where there were 183 lives at risk on an airplane? You're going to assume this, that, or the other thing? Wow. Does that take a lot of balsam? Woo! They've been sued so far for $9.5 billion. Walgreens.
Aren't you glad that's not you?
Yep. CVS. Interesting. So the big stores are pulling Zantac off the shelves because of concern over carcinogens. What do you know about that, Jennifer?
They think it's supposed to cause cancer. And I think it's there's also another one that I was reading about. Losartan, I think, is a prescription drug.
Yeah.
And they've had the same issue. So I think it might actually be in the creation of the pill. I don't think it's actually the Zantac itself. I think it's actually
it's an ingredient.
Maybe like the coating or something that makes the pill. That's at least what's happened with some other prescription drugs just recently, is the way that they coat certain batches of pills will have that carcinogen in it. So, yeah, they're pulling it off the shelves, though. Safety first, I guess.
Word to the wise, don't buy it. If you have it, don't use it. I guess that's basically...
Do you take it back?
Take this, yeah, get your money back. One of the things people, you know, some people live on this stuff. Once in a while you take it, I guess it's all right, but some people live on this stuff.
Yeah, and Zantac is one of the ones that you take every day, I think. For me, I don't usually, I mean, I don't take Zantac because if I have something, it's usually from like a spicy food or, you know, something that doesn't agree with you. I just chew Tums. But I know, like, my mom takes Zantac. She has ongoing issues.
Does she? Well, better tell her not to take it anymore. 46 past the hour on today's DJV program.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow because they already made it so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This report is sponsored by the NICB. American property and casualty insurance companies are being robbed to the tune of $40 billion a year. According to the FBI, fraud is the culprit. And these criminals are not just stealing from insurers, they're stealing from everyday Americans. That is until now. The nation's property and casualty insurers have made significant fraud-fighting investments within their companies, such as creating special investigative units. These units investigate suspicious insurance claims and work with law enforcement agencies and the National Insurance Crime Bureau, or NICB, to track down insurance criminals. NICB Public Affairs Director Frank Scafidi.
These criminals will stop at nothing to commit fraud, from staging auto accidents to roofing and towing scams, even workers' compensation slip and falls. Think of your family, your coworkers, your neighbors. All are potential victims. NICB works with special investigative units to keep you and the ones you love most safe.
Find out how you can protect yourself at NICB.org.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
D3 after the hour now in the DJV program. Every single year, millions of you, and I guess maybe I'd say us, because I fall victim to online scams as well and cybercrime, yet they project a false sense of confidence in their ability to protect themselves. Nearly 4 in 5 office workers think that they can distinguish a phishing message from a genuine one, but fewer than half correctly ID phone calls as vulnerable to phishing attacks, and even fewer recognize app notifications, post mail, or video chat. So October is National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. We have cybersecurity expert David Dufour with us, a leader in computer security threat analysis. He's focused on developing new techniques for identifying and preventing threats related to ransomware, exploits, and other cyber attacks. Got a lot of experience here in this. So as we acknowledge that phishing scams are on the rise, email from your boss is, I suppose, there's an amount of bait here. I find myself being baited all the time. And I wonder how common it is for any or all of us, David, to be baited. How do we... This is the toughest part of it. How do you even know you're being baited?
Yeah, Doug, it's great being here. It is, Cybersecurity Month, and this is really important. You know, with all the types of attacks out there, ransomware, you know, you hear about these data breaches. As you stated, the number one way people get your information are through these phishing attacks. We've seen a 400% increase in URLs available out there and where they're trying to get your information. And we're also seeing that huge increase, as you mentioned, at work, where people are trying to get you to react based on maybe it's your boss trying to get information for you. They're really playing to that trust aspect, trying to make you immediately click that link so they can try to get your username and password, things of that nature. So it's a big deal, and they are baiting you heavily, as you say.
Well, one of the things, I've had this experience a couple of times in the last month or so myself with credit cards, especially where people will tell you, you know, they represent it, and it's very hard. They represent themselves even as Microsoft or as somebody, you know, who's attached to, supposed to have credibility to your computer. So I don't click on any of that stuff anymore because I don't trust any of it. I just call up my provider and say, you look at this and figure out what the message is.
Doug, you could not be more accurate in that description. When you receive a phishing email from your bank, from your boss, maybe even from your friend.
IRS. You get the IRS doesn't send people email.
If you owe the IRS money, they're going to come knock on your door.
Right. They're not sending you an email. Exactly. Yeah, no. Wrong.
If you get that email, what you need to make a phone call. You know, don't click the link. Don't call the number in the email. Call the number on your bank statement. Call your boss. Call the number on the back of the credit card. That's the way you ensure you're not actually, getting baited.
All right. So let's say you get hooked. You get fished, if you will. P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. What do you do?
Well, you know, there's three main things you can do. The number one, bar nothing, and this really surprises me, the number one thing you can do if you get fished, change your password. We just finished a survey. 32% of people who had been fished did not go change the password at their bank, did not go change the password on their social media site. They left it. Change your password. That's the number one thing. Number two is you need to tell somebody. If it's your bank, you need to call your bank and say, hey, I believe I was phished. Can you monitor my account to ensure, you know, that there's no odd activity, that the cyber criminals aren't trying to take my money? If it's at work, don't be shy. Your IT organization would much rather know that this happened than to not know so they can take precautions. You know, and the third thing is pay attention. Slow down next time you get that link from, you know, your aunt or your friend. Pay attention to that email, read it, and think about, is this something they would normally send or not?
Yeah. I think the idea here is to be, what's the word to the wise? Here's something I didn't know, the prevalence of online dating scams and how they're used. I mean, I think the bank and credit card companies and computers and all that stuff, but now the dating sites are going to get you?
Well, and that points to the key component here is they're trying to go to areas where people want to trust. They want to believe that someone's trying to date. They want to believe their boss is sending them that phishing email. They want to believe the bank account or the bank is trying to get your information. So it's all about trust. So any area where there's trust, just pay attention.
Webroot.com. You want more information on this and how to follow up on what David Dufour's advice is, go to Webroot.com. Very good advice. Cybersecurity expert David Dufour here with us on the DJV program 59 After.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.